existential risk, the second big problem. Existential risk is a threat to human survival or to the long-term potential of our species. Now, why do I say that this is a big problem? Well, let's first look at the probability. This is very, very difficult to estimate. But there have been only 4 studies on this in recent years, which is surprising. You would think that it would be of some interest to try to find out more about this, given that the stakes are so big. But it's a very neglected area. But there have been 4 studies. One by John Leslie wrote a book on this. He estimated a probability that we will fail to survive the current century, 50%. Similarly, the Astronomer Royal, whom we heard speak yesterday, also has a 50% probability estimate. Another author doesn't give a numerical estimate, but says the probability is significant that we'll fail. I wrote a long paper on this. I said assigning a less than 20% probability would be a mistake in light of the current evidence we have. Now, the exact figures here you should take with a big grain of salt, but there seems to be a consensus that the risk is substantial. Everybody who has looked at this and studied it agrees. Now, if we think about what just reducing the probability of human extinction by just 1 percentage point, not very much. So that's equivalent to 60 million lives saved if we just count the currently living people, the current generation. 1% of 6 billion people is equivalent to 60 million. So that's a large number. If we were to take into account future generations that will never come into existence if we blow ourselves up, then the figure becomes astronomical. If we could eventually colonize a chunk of the universe, the Virgo supercluster, maybe it will take us 100 million years to get there, but if we go extinct, we never will, then even a 1 percentage point reduction in the extinction risk could be equivalent to this astronomical number, 10 to the power of 32. So if you take into account future generations as much as our own, every other moral imperative of philanthropic cause just becomes irrelevant. The only thing you should focus on would be to reduce existential risk, because even the tiniest decrease in existential risk would just overwhelm any other benefit you could hope to achieve. And even if you just look at the current people and ignore the potential that would be lost if we went extinct, it should still have a high priority.